Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Do you ever watch somebody doing something and think, jeez, I'd love a go of that. I'd love a go of that. Well, I saw this young one, right, on the news this week, and I thought for a minute that I'd love to do what she was doing. But then I remembered my absolute fear of heights. So I said, feck it, I'll talk to her instead. Kate Fahey from Galway is on the line now. Kate, good morning.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, I saw you looking down over Dublin City, 130 feet in the air, to be exact. What were you doing up there in Hume Street?
Well, for the last couple of months, I've been driving a crane.
You've been driving a crane. And how old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Is it right you're the only female tower crane operator in the country?
Yeah, that's right. I became the only female tower crane driver on the 8th of January.
Congratulations.
The youngest to date, the youngest driver to date.
How did that, is it something that you always wanted to do or how did you get into it?
No, to be honest with you, it was never planned to be in construction. I've grown up around construction my whole life. Like, we have a family-run construction company, BKRN, and I've always been kind of working in and out of that with Dad at the weekends and stuff like that. But I never really thought that I'd go into construction. I actually wanted to do podiatry when I finished my leaving cert.
Okay.
So it's a big swing from podiatry to crane driving. But I was working in office admin during the summer with the company, and I developed a really good relationship with the crane driver on site, Paddy Broderick, and he kind of challenged me. He was like, one day, like, would you go up the crane? Are you too scared? And I was like, am I hell too scared? I'm going up the crane, and that's it. And I sat in the seat and started driving straight away, and he was like, Kate, you have to do your test. I'm going to train you to be a driver. And that's what he did.
And do you remember getting into the crane for the first
time? Yeah, I do. I remember climbing up the first time because
you have to climb up.
I remember thinking, oh yeah, you have to climb up, yeah, up the ladder.
Okay.
And I remember climbing and I was like, I'm okay, I'm good now. But I was petrified that I'd get scared at the top. But I didn't, thank God. I was sound as well and sat straight into the seat. And I was just delighted to be up there and delighted to be given the opportunity to start driving, to be honest.
When you sat in the seat, did you give your man the middle finger because he said you'd be too scared?
Not at all. I think as well he was kind of trying to persuade me to go up. He was encouraging me more so because he knew how stubborn I was. He
good
was
on
like,
him.
If I tell her she won't, she definitely will.
And what's it like being in that chair?
Oh, it's a great feeling. You have a great view. You feel like you can just see right across Dublin City. The skyline's amazing. And you kind of feel like the boss, like you're above everyone's head and you feel a bit... You feel like, oh, I'm the boss sitting up here.
Oh, yeah, you are the boss, absolutely. Now, it always, well, it, let's be honest, it's a male-dominated industry, isn't it? I mean, how many people are on site and roughly how many of them are women?
So we have around 70 on site, give or take, each day. And then there's myself and another lady working on site. So
that's it. There's only two of you. That's a shocking shame. How do we get more women involved? I mean, why are they deterred from doing something like this, do you think?
Well, I think, number one, in schools, children aren't taught enough about, like, the trades and the driving and all that kind of stuff, like, things that you don't need to go to college for. I think that's a huge problem. Like, kids aren't being... They're not given the knowledge so they can't decide themselves. And, like, I was so lucky. My parents, when I said that I didn't want to go to college, they were so supportive. But I know a lot of parents might not be. They want their kids to go to college and that's it. But then as well, you need girls, like they probably do feel intimidated walking onto a site where there's lots of men. Like I was extremely lucky that all the lads on site were so encouraging. They were so lovely to me and they were always helping me out. And none of them were sexist at all. And that was a real help. Like it made it easier to go into work every day. But then on top of that as well, we need just more Paddy Rodericks. He is an absolute saint. He just said, yeah, I'm training you, that's it. Male, female, doesn't matter. You're going to be the best. I'm going to make you the best driver you can be. And
go
he
on,
did.
Paddy.
And
fair play to him. He saw something in
God,
you.
If there was more Paddies, it would be... The world would be sorted.
The world would be sorted. What do you love about your job? I mean, what are the benefits of doing something like this?
I think, like, waking up every morning, I actually like going to work. I know getting out of the bed early in the morning, I'd be cursing it sometimes, but I really do enjoy my job. I think as well, it's a bit of fun. Like, you're up there in the cab, and especially when I'm up there and Paddy's up there, we'd be having the crack, and over the radio to my banksman, PJ, he does the banksman, so he directs me. He's on the ground on a radio on a walkie-talkie to me, and he directs me where to go. And hooks on the lifts and all that sort of stuff. And you really need to trust him and have a good relationship with your banksman. And I do with PJ. We have a good bit of fun. And I think that's it, really. Just it's having a bit of fun throughout the day.
So you're not sitting behind a desk all day, you know, in a stuffy office. It's a bonkers job. And fair play to you for doing it. But I suppose you shouldn't have a fear of heights if you're going to do something like this.
No, I'm lucky. I don't have a fear of heights, thank God. It hasn't hit me yet. I know people might say, oh, geez, it might hit you, yes. I used to not have a fear of heights, but I'm lucky. I have no fear of heights, and I love sitting in the crane. I absolutely love it.
Well, it sounds like you've no fear, full stop. Kate Fahey, I think you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about your incredible job, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thanks a million, Jennifer.
See you, Kate.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.